USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Mexico's president will hold talks with Vice President Kamala Harris in May to discuss the ongoing immigration issue at the U.S. southern border. President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador will meet virtually with Harris on May 7th. Mexico says the president would like to discuss cooperation on the COVID pandemic alongside discussing ways to stem the flow of migrants from Central America to the U.S. Illinois Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy is calling on the Biden administration to release the U.S.'s stockpile of AstraZeneca COVID vaccine to countries experiencing a surge in cases. He said Saturday evening in a statement that the country has 40 million doses, which could be used to combat COVID in places like India and Argentina. And officials in Baghdad say at least 27 people have died and 46 were injured after a pair of oxygen tanks exploded, causing a massive hospital fire. Many of the patients at the hospital in southeast Baghdad were being treated for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey declared a state of emergency at the border in his state this week, deploying 250 National Guard troops to assist with controlling the flow of illegal border crossings. He also called on President Biden to declare a national emergency, which would open up more federal resources for guarding the border. Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels says the declaration is needed. He tells Fox News that it would send a direct message to the cartels.
Well, the first thing it does is it sends a message. It sends a message that we're sharing the oath of office, just like our governor did. I applaud Governor Ducey for what he's doing to work with my county and others to secure and protect our citizens and our state. The President Biden, I told Secretary Mayorkas this week that if he would prioritize the southwest border and all our borders to include, send a message that the border is closed for illegal activity, because the only ones that's exploiting this is the cartels. So we need the president to do that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A homeless man turned internet sensation is now running for office. Mike Fortier has the story.
Ted Williams was living on the streets of Columbus, Ohio in 2011 when someone recorded him and posted the video on YouTube and titled it A Homeless Man with a Golden Voice.
Say something with that great radio voice.
When you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening to Magic 98.9.
The video posted by the Columbus Dispatch led to Williams getting work as a voiceover artist, but he's now setting his sights higher. Williams telling a Marion, Ohio radio station that he's running for governor. This isn't new, though. Williams announcing in 2015 to run for president that he says he didn't follow through on. This time, though, he says he's more serious and has a team around him. The Army veteran wants to focus on veterans' needs and education. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And several states have begun administering the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine again after an 11-day pause. The FDA and CDC lifted the pause on Friday night after a CDC advisory panel recommended readministering the shots after looking into several cases of rare blood clots. Dr. Bill Moss with Johns Hopkins University tells CBS News about the group that should be most concerned about possible side effects, even though the low risk of them is outweighed by the shot's benefits.
Now, the group at highest risk and for whom the warning will target are women between the ages of 18 and 49 years of age. That's the group that seems to be at highest risk for this very rare potential adverse event following receipt of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.